magnify you, Jesus. Praise and glorify you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's praise Him. Worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, we praise and magnify you.
Glorious King.
We praise you, Jesus. We worship you.
We worship you,
Jesus.
Joy of our heart.
We worship you, Jesus.
Love of our souls.
We worship you, Jesus.
We exalt you,
Jesus.
Holy God.
We worship you, Jesus.
We worship you.
Worship you,
Jesus. We sing a new song to you.
We worship you, Jesus.
We love you.
Hallelujah,
you, Jesus. Magnify
Hallelujah,
holy
Jesus.
Name,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are worthy.
Glorify you.
You are worthy.
Glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Word says, be not drunk with wine. Aren't you glad that we're not waking up this morning with a hangover? Be not drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Why did he say don't be drunk with wine and then turn right around and speak of something so holy as being filled with the Spirit? Because being filled with the Spirit has the same kind of effect, but in a very powerful, holy way, the true way. Speaking, he said, this is how you do it, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The man that has to go to the world to get his peace through some kind of substance, he's going to wake up and find that it wasn't real. When you worship Him in spirit and in truth, you'll wake up tomorrow morning and you'll know this was real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll leave today. You'll get home. You'll know this was real. Against all your problems, you can intoxicate yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So one more time, why don't you just lift those hands? I glorify you, Jesus. I speak. And I worship you and I thank you for who you are, what you are to me. Jesus, you are our peace. Jesus, you are the fulfillment of all wisdom. Lord, you are the fulfillment of all understanding. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Why don't you let's just continue. You can, if you get tired, you can sit. But He's still here in worship. So let's just worship Him. Let's not be too quick to cut Him off. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify you. I glorify you.
I want to sing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I am the glory.
I am the glory. I am the glory and the lifter of your head. Do you know what you just sang? Do you know what you just said? I, the Lord God Almighty, am the glory and the lifter of your head. I am healing minds today. I am healing emotions today. I am healing relationships today. For I am the glory and the lifter of your head. I am that I am. Receive all that I am.
Worship you, Jesus.
Receive all that I am, for I have done it all. You are victorious through my blood. You are victorious through me. So receive it all and know that you know that you know that you know that I am the glory and the lifter of your head. I change circumstances. I change situations. Just allow me to do it. Just bask in my presence. Come and worship me. When you're in your home, when you're in your car, wherever you are, when all the enemy is bombarding your mind, know that I am. Know that I am the glory and the lifter of your head. Take authority over those thoughts. And say, oh, Jesus is the glory and the lifter of my head. Jesus is the glory and the lifter of my head. I will think the thoughts of God. I will say the word of God. I will worship my Lord, for I have the victory. I will worship my Lord, for I have the victory. And you will see the mountains move. You will see, you will see it. You will see it. You will see the lame walk. You will see the maimed be made whole. You will see it. As you worship me, as you praise me, as you press into me. For yes, hard times are coming on this earth. Destruction is coming, but listen to me, my children. You are mine. You belong to me. And I will keep you in that cocoon of my love, of my mercy, of my grace. And I will see you through every storm. I will see you through it all because I have won the victory. And the victory is in me, says the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We say that you are the glory and the lifter of our head. Father, we say these things by your Spirit, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We receive that, Father, in Jesus' name. Would you just give somebody a great big hug this morning? Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. It's good to see everyone this morning and such a wonderful crowd. If you're here this morning and you're a visitor, you haven't been here before, Pastor Homer wants to make sure you fill out a visitor's card. Hallelujah. How many are blessed already?
Amen.
If we went home now, we'd already had church. You're blessed when you came in the door. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Michael. It's good to see David and Diane Hansen. The Mockley Pregnancy Center. How long has that been going on now? How long? 7 years. So they're saving lives and teaching people to through the gospel. How many are glad they're in our city and doing what they're doing? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So Immokalee is saved. In fact, we haven't heard. It's been since Friday night since I heard this. So it's been too long. So why don't you repeat it with me? I say. that Immokalee
is in revival.
I say that this region of Florida, Father, hear these words. This region of Florida is in a great spiritual awakening called revival. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, thousands and thousands are born again in this revival. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There was reports of revival that took place in days gone by. One particular, I think it was in Wales. They actually had to shut down the police department because there was no more crime in the city. The deputies and everybody that was, the best I can remember, this might not be exact, they just didn't know what to do with them anymore because there was nothing to report. Now, it's possible that something sweeps our campus, a high school. Kids start calling on God in class. Start having spiritual experiences. Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Glory to God. It's possible that Diane sits down there waiting for those girls that would come in that normally would have thought about terminating their pregnancy. And after a while she sits there and wonders, why is nobody coming? Because there's an atmosphere that gets so... Because he can sweep. This is what I've been asking for. From the very beginning that you call upon me. Some of you are getting a hold of this. You know what laboring behind closed doors will produce. So do not stop. Do not stop. Keep going forward. I've asked for this since the days of the apostles. And I'm finally getting you close enough to where that all things are possible to them that believe, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. I'll take that one. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. Ha ha. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to call up your son or daughter and try to get them to come to church. Well, where they had an excuse or before, gave you a hard time, or they wouldn't answer the phone because they were so strung out from the night before. You're going to find out that there won't be any fight. This place is going to fill up. And any other church that's teaching and preaching the gospel. Wasn't it good when Jim Martin was here and saying, we may have a big part in beginning this, but there's no way that we can contain it. It's going to have to sweep into all the churches that are preaching the Word of God. Fill them up. Fill them up. It's a great harvest that's coming. Praise the Lord. Can you see your loved one sitting beside you, that one that... Yes, sir. That's right. Doesn't matter what they're messed up in. You know, he can break perversion like he can everything else. That spirit that's just about the hardest one ever to break. But I can tell you this. He loves them. He loves the homosexual. He loves the gay, but he doesn't want them to stay like that. If they stayed like that, they'd be eternally judged. They'd wind up in a lake of fire. But there's an escape out of that. There's an escape out of that through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. glory. And he's the glory and the lifter of our head. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Well, Homer's been tearing it up lately. Been preaching up a storm. He's soon to go to Texas and do the same thing again. They love, you know, when you first hear this message, what message? It's a message really that's so wonderful because it's a message that it's very deliberate. Can you imagine going all of your life to church and hearing somebody tell you that you needed to change? And then they told you that you needed to change. They told you need to walk in more holiness and more love. But that wasn't a secret to you. You knew when you came in. They just told you what you already knew. The greatest thing about this walk, we didn't discover it. It was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. It's an apostles' doctrine. It's built upon a rock.
Yes, sir.
What rock? Peter? No. One greater than Peter.
Yes, sir.
A cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Called Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they got it from him. And he taught it to them. But here's the thing. You don't have to stay the way you are. You don't have to stay miserable. You don't have to stay locked up without change. Because Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to give you another one. I'll not leave you comfortless. The word comfortless means it's the word orpheno, which means orphan. I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you as little orphans so you'd come to church and hear somebody say, change. And then you say, I don't know how to change. Well, you're born again, you need to change. Well, you can through the new nature, but you do need a teacher to come forward and begin to show you how that change. And every time that I open my mouth and pray in other tongues. Some, as Dave Roberson, some up-and-coming evangelist, the guy that will soon be. He says, every time we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, a fine-dressed gentleman, which is the Holy Spirit, steps to the chalkboard of our life and begins to teach us. Begins to teach us the Word of God. And guess what's in that Word? An ability to change. Hallelujah. I can change. When I go out of here today, guess what? Just you having said in His presence, you're going to be different. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, how many believe that we're teaching a worthy gospel? A worthy gospel. Homer keeps telling me, Pastor, that church ought to be filled because what we've got to say, not what you and I've got to say, but what he's got to say through us is worthy to be heard. Hallelujah. So it is going to be filled. And how many of you like the opportunity to help us keep blessing this opportunity and with your giving this morning? So I'm going to ask you to ask God. There's no... The New Testament, it really does not teach this. I know, boy, you get in trouble in most churches. It doesn't really teach tithing. That was an old covenant. What it teaches is giving out of the heart. And so we teach you around here to give out of the heart. And how that starts is you contemplating first before the Lord what he'd have you to give. So why don't you do that? Maybe some of you have already decided that in prayer before you got here this morning. But let's ask the Lord. Father, right now, all things are possible. And Immokalee is in revival. We commit this opportunity of giving unto you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Speak to their hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If you're giving this morning and Family Prayer Center. Hallelujah. Glory. So if any of you are hearing something like pay off the mortgage but you don't know how much it is, just I'll be over here and you can come see me privately. Praise God. All right. What's all the laughing about? Did you just think of a funny joke or something? All right, stand with me this morning. If you missed, yeah, it's cheerful, isn't it? If you missed somebody in that last hugathon, you could just real quickly, but go ahead and bring this forward. Marty, give us something. Rex, if you'd take the mic and pray over it, just bless it.
Holy Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Lord, we just go into you more and more each day. And Father, as you lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, we thank you that all things are coming to pass, Lord. And we give you the glory and honor. Just multiply this offering this morning, Lord. Thank you for the cheerful givers in this house. I pray that all the needs are met in every family and in this church and in all the things to come in the days ahead. We give you glory for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. For these next few moments, Lord, as we look at your word, we thank you. For your grace is sufficient. And Lord, we thank you for working in their life, our lives. Lord, taking us from glory to glory. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the grace that's working in this house. Lord, we thank you because as we build ourselves up on our most holy faith and stand in the Word of God, that you're taking us to that place. You're taking us to that place, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, a few places, but let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. Church and Peter's writings was going through a tremendous time of persecution. They were losing a lot, were facing a lot. They were the hands of really being persecuted for righteousness' sake. There's a difference between being persecuted for righteousness' sake and being persecuted for your faults.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Pastor Dave says usually most Christians, I don't know if he said most or a lot, are rebuking the devil out of a stronghold that he put him in. And sometimes we're thinking all along that the devil's really fighting us hard. And he can. He really can. Only to find out that the more that we press into Christ and we give to him those places in our life that we've held, we find out that after a while that when we get free, actually, the devil's no problem at all. He's no problem at all. But here, they were really being fought. They were really being fought. Do you know if you begin to go into God, you will be fought. Well, you say, you mean to tell me that what about my faults? Well, he's got a plan for that. He does. He's got a plan for you. It's not that everybody's perfect. Far be it. But here they were being fought, and it says in chapter 4, verse 12, it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. How many have ever found yourself in the midst of some kind of fiery trial and you thought, my God, I won too. You're wondering, that's okay, wave at me then. And you're wondering, what is this? As far as I know, yesterday I was just wanting to be good. I was just at church trying to love everybody. But then, I don't know how, I found myself in this fiery trial. He says, though some strange thing had happened to you, but rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of the sufferings or partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And he says this, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he's evil spoken of, but on your part he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters, as in Facebook in other men's matters. What? Well, that's kind of elementary. This is probably the small end of what he's saying there, but nevertheless, the body of Christ, I'm not against it. I just don't have one. I probably, if I did, I'd probably find myself in too much contention. So I just leave it off. Until I get more sanctified, I'll just leave it off. But he says, let none of you suffer as none of all those things. See, most of the body at this point in time is suffering a lot of times, but they're not suffering for the right reasons. They're suffering for their faults, but it wasn't a fault because they were pressing more into God. Well, if I'm going to be fault of the devil, I don't want to be the one that's giving him a license to come after me. Well, who's in that? Well, a lot of us, a lot of the time. But I know a purging process. His name is the Holy Spirit. And he's able to pray us out of anything that we're in. It says, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, turn with me to 2 Corinthians. We can identify what Paul was saying. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Are you glad you came this morning? Now, Paul was walking in a place, and you might call him revival status. That's where a lot of you are headed. Because you're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. And here's the thing, the devil can't stop you. If you choose not to stop, the devil can't stop you. Even if he's throwing up, you say, well, I might not be suffering. A lot of my suffering might be because of myself. That's okay. Because if you don't stop, you're going to go past a point where the license that you've been given him is cut off. And you can trade it over for true suffering then. You say, what? You mean I'm just going to change bedrooms or change rooms in the house? Yeah, but when you're on the side of God in suffering, then the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. And if he's resting upon me, then everything's all right. Hallelujah. Well, Paul had that resting. Look what he had resting on him. He had to have the Spirit of glory and of God resting upon him to say what he said here. Because no man says this. Well, first of all, we'll read in chapter 11 something familiar. Because this is what he was calling on the Lord for. And you might as well know it before we read it. He says in verse 23 of chapter 11, he says, are they ministers of Christ? Well, I speak as a fool. He said, this is how a fool would talk. I'm not doing it to build myself up. I'm doing it to let you know that these false apostles, they're false. But he says, I'm going to glory. He says, in fact, in verse 21, that's the best place. He says, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak, howbeit whosoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? And this is where he said, I speak as a fool. I am more in laborings more abundant, in stripes, more above measure, in prisons, more frequent, in deaths, often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, except one. Now, somebody said, I'd really like to be like the Apostle Paul. When you read this, then you say, no, I really don't want to be an apostle at all. He said, I was beaten with rods. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwrecked. Thrice I suffered shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. You know what? That's the travel of the day. So what's the travel of the day today? How am I going to get to Tulsa? I'm going to get in an airplane, fly there. You could travel there by car. But this would be like Paul saying, you know, I got on several planes that went down. If you saw him in the airport and walked up to him, oh, Apostle Paul, my God, you're the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Well, don't give me credit. It's all the Holy Spirit. Would you sign my Bible? Please sign my Bible. Oh, okay, because he'd be humble. He wouldn't want to. Okay, I'll sign your Bible. Where are you headed? Well, I'm headed over to such and such. And you think, well, isn't that a coincidence? I'm headed there also. You're leaving soon? Apostle Paul? Oh, yeah, I'm leaving on that Delta flight 481. And then you look at your ticket and you realize that's the flight you're supposed to get on. And you remember reading, this man's been on 8 different flights that have gone down. And sometimes somehow he survived them all. All of a sudden, you realize that you have a travel change. You realize that's not the plane for you for the time being. He said this, 3 times I was beaten with rods. I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwrecked. A night and day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of heathen, in perils of the city, and in the wilderness. He says perils. These are not pearls. These are perils. He said, even in the wilderness, I mean, the devil hated him so bad that even when he went out in the wilderness, he ran into trouble. Have you ever thought, well, I'll just go someplace way out. I can't get along with my family. I can't get along with, I'll just run off and live in the mountains. You know what? The devil finds you there too. You might as well learn how to win where you're at. That's all you can do is learn to win where you're at. Perils in the sea, perils of false brethren, in weariness, painfulness, and watchings often, in hunger, and in thirst, fastings often, and cold and nakedness, beside all these things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily. He said all those things out, without. And then on the inside, he said fear, or not fear, but care, tried to come upon him daily, the care of the churches. Look what a place he's walking in glory and of the Spirit of the Lord. He said, who is weak? Do you think this has made me weak? He said, I'm not weak. Who is offended? He said, I burn not. In other words, all this that all these have done against me. Now, it doesn't sound like it. But do you know that there really is a place? Now, here's the hope that we live in. There really is a place. It may sound like it's in the land of Oz, but it's not. It's in this life. That you could get to know Him so much that anything and everything that anybody, from wife to husband, to any person in the church. It wouldn't matter if they came to you. You say, well, I deserve an apology. Psychology teaches that there has to be some kind of communication. They've got to come and bridge. And that may never happen. It's nice when it does. It's nice when brethren walk together in agreement. But you can't do anything about them. You can do something about you. You can get your healing. No matter what anybody says or has done against you. And that place starts and ends in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. There is a place in his word that you could dwell, where you say, well, I've been waiting on an apology for 20 years. You might not get it. It'd be good if they said, forgive me. Yeah, it would. It healed, maybe. But then you'd be mad that it took them so long to ask for forgiveness. It's just nothing. No, it's not going to work. Okay, I'll forgive you, but I'm mad now because why did you take so long? Paul said, I burn not. I'm not even... Can you imagine a man saying, them people that just beat me all those times, I don't hold nothing against them. Now, is that possible? Well, if the Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory in God rests upon you, if you're being reproached for those things. Well, he said over in chapter 12, he said, why did these things come on me? What was this? He said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. That's the word. That's the word of God that was coming to him. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. That's what he was doing. This was this crazy devil, this principality that was following him around. And he just could not open his mouth. Even if he said good morning, somebody would say, huh, I'll just kill you just for saying good morning. It was crazy, this thing that followed him. And lest I should be exalted above measure, he says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, what? My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you understand that he wasn't telling him, that I've given a license to Satan to beat you up and to destroy you? He wasn't saying, it's okay with me. What he was saying is this, my strength and my power has been given to you for you to stand up, for you to stand up against all these things. And he says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in the midst. He wasn't sadistic. He wasn't liking what was taking place to him. But he was saying, right in the middle of it, I take pleasure. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He was saying this, when something comes to destroy me, that come like crawled right out of hell, what I'll do is I'll switch a dependency off of my flesh and I'll put it on the Spirit. And that's where God lives. And that's where your strength's at. And that's why he could get up out of every beating and saying, I love you, Lord, just like I loved you yesterday. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I forgive them. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, what was the enemy trying to do? Well, Mark chapter 4, he was trying to take the word out of Paul. He had the word and the word was coming to him. Now, this is something. Listen, you say, well, I'm not in Paul's state. Maybe you're thinking most of my fights are because of my faults. Sometimes that's possible. But listen, if you're his and you're born again, if you've been washed in the blood, any time that you begin to open the word, or any time that you even come to church like this and you begin to open up yourself to the Word and say, okay, I wasn't coming, but I came even though I've got, I know you don't have to tell me my faults. I don't like people. And I don't like people that like people. All these people that talk about that love, 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 I don't even like them for saying love, love, love. But you open yourself up. Say, okay, God, I'm listening to the word because I believe it can change me. I believe it can change me. Listen, God takes pleasure in that. If you'll grab hold of His word and begin to say, okay, I believe that it's possible. It is possible. All things are possible. I can get past what I've been and who I've been and the love walk that I've walked in with people. You know, it is possible. It is absolutely possible. Well, why does He come? Why will the enemy, even though a lot of stuff does come because of our own faults and failure, why will He come even immediately? The Word says in Mark chapter 4, even before the service is over. Because you're sitting here receiving the Word and saying, okay, God, I know I've got faults, but okay, I take hope in this Word. Okay, I'll take hope in the Word. The Word says, I can change. The Word promises me that I can change. Well, sometimes before you hit the parking lot, somebody's got something to say. You ever get those thus saith the Lord's from somebody? And you're thinking, I don't know what Lord you're listening to, because it's not, that didn't help me at all. Listen. If you're here today, He's pleased with it. And He wants you to continue this walk in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter if a lot of the things that you're being buffeted for, I mean, in your life, are of your own making. If you've been born again, you're your daddy's child. And He's got a way to pull you out of all that. Hallelujah. Put His word in you. Why don't you stand up with me? If you're here this morning and you don't speak in tongues, as we worship through this last song, this would be a good, if you're born again, if you've been saved, and you know you've been saved, and you don't pray in tongues, and you'd like to, then I just invite you down. It's your opportunity. But either way, we're just going to worship through this. How many have felt edified today through the presence of the Lord and the Word of God? If you need prayer, you could come forward. If you want to be filled, Father, we bless this congregation. Thank You for Your word, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We commit them to You, Lord, that we'd go forward. Your life, Your love, and Your goodness, and the power of Your word. Amoklia saved. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, Amoklia saved. You're blessed. You're blessed. In Jesus' name.